fucking kazooie, bro.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is the Big J and BB Show. Welcome to the podcast. I am Joey, Real Talker Toronto.
I'm Ryan, Green Machine Ebner.
And as you can tell by the enthusiasm in my voice and the vibration, because my testicles have fallen and, you know, giving me this luscious, deep voice of manhood. This is a gaming podcast, bro. You hyped, dude?
Yes, E3. This is the big one.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo. This is the one I'm most excited about.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Spoiler right in the beginning of the intro.
Well, we were going to get through it, like, right now anyway.
Yeah.
So, well,
Where can you listen to us?
That's this is all of our E3 press conference coverage.
We broke down. E3 is, like, one of my favorite times of years to do a podcast, besides, like, football season. But you broke it down. We had Ubisoft and EA. We had Bethesda and Square Enix. We had Xbox. This is the Nintendo one. You can listen to all of them. We are going to post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BigJBBShow, our rankings of the conferences. Just found that out. You can do it on Twitter, @BigJBBShow. You can be on there as well. Or, well, you know, we're on there as well. I don't know if I'll post those. See how fancy I feel. Need a marketer on this fucking team. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I know someone who's actually in the marketing department.
Not going to pay her wage.
Oh, no. She'd do it for free.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a free thing.
She's got nothing else to do. So.
But yeah, you can find all our podcasts on there. We got a fun sports one we just did with some brew review. So I'm super excited about that. Keep looking out for it. Big J and BB Show. Let us know what you think. Thanks.
No, thank you. Everything.
I think it's going to be the thing.
Yeah. So, Nintendo press conference, or the treehouse, or whatever the hell
first
they call it. First one without Reggie. Without my guy. I was very nervous. I'm like, I really liked Reggie. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure everybody really liked Reggie.
Reggie's the man.
He just had that vibe of like, this man's telling me what I will be playing this summer, and I can't fucking wait to hear what this beautiful man has to say. Like, I honestly miss him.
I do too.
But, I gotta say, with Bowser coming out, and Bowser as in like Koopa Bowser, with a tie...
Hilarious, dude.
Like, that was probably one of the best ways he could have got introduced.
Yeah.
And then Doug Bowser comes out. He's like, oh, no, I think you got the wrong Bowser. He's like, huh? What? He's like, I got it from here. And he's like, oh.
He's like, next time.
Yeah, like, you go next time. And he walks away, and, you know, Doug Bowser starts talking. And I gotta say, right off the bat, from that intro, and then him standing there with,
I can't remember who that is.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah, the main dude in Nintendo.
Toriyama? I don't know if that's it. I apologize. But with them standing there and, you know, they're talking and you get that vibe off of Doug Bowser of like, you know what? I think this will be okay.
He looks like he's enjoying himself.
He does. It looks like he's having fun.
Yeah.
And that's what you want.
That's what Reggie was.
Right. He was just like that laid back, you know, here's what we got going on.
Cool uncle.
You know, the fun guy to hang out with.
Right.
It's always nice when you see him do their, and this is what's coming right now.
Oh, I love it, dude.
The snap.
I was gonna text you because this is the one we didn't watch together.
Yes.
And I was going to text you. I was like, dude, these snaps are on fucking point right now.
Right.
Man.
It sounds so legit.
It does, man. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, so that was a really good way to start it. Good way to get Doug introduced. You know, he's the Nintendo of America, so it's, you know, what we Americans will be, you know, paying attention to the most. Right. So it's good that we have a face and a voice and, you know, the personality of who will be guiding us through the next couple of years or so.
Yeah.
So very, very good. And then it just jumps right into Super Smash Bros. Like, here you fucking go. Here's Link and his ass kicked by Meta Knight. And I think Marth or Ike. I don't remember, but I know it was definitely Meta Knight and Link getting his ass kicked. And then this horse is riding up. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I don't know who's riding on a horse. Clearly a swordsman. I'm like, just what this game needs, a 40-second horseman. And then the guy pops out, and it's Trunks. I'm like, oh, dude, it's Trunks. I'm just joking. It's got the same haircut, but...
That's good to say, like... It's
the hero from Dragon Quest. Mm. So pretty legit. I like Dragon Quest. And then immediately hit me, these motherfuckers aren't giving me Banjo-Kazooie. They aren't giving me Banjo and Kazooie.
Even though it was spoiled for us.
Yes. But I see still... this, I'm like, these motherfuckers lied. How? And I'm like, Doug, take him away. Take him away, Doug. I'm done. Where's Reggie?
I'm pissed.
Where's Dad? But it was a pretty cool cinematic of, you know, them going through, and then you got the other heroes coming in from Dragon Quest. And
yeah, it was cool.
So those will be the new character coming out, I believe, this summer, or was it fall?
No, it's this summer, the other one's this fall.
Oh, we will get to that later. Mm-hmm. But yes, so we got that. Obviously, Smash Bros. Is a shit ton of fun. We play usually every other weekend. Yeah. Every couple weekends, we'll have people over, do a little tournament. And
oh, yeah.
It's just a fun game to pick up.
You know who won't be my main? This guy.
Don't think so?
No.
I know who my new one's going to be.
Make a lot of people there.
Yep. And then something I'm personal about. I can't even say that because I'm personally excited for, 99.9% of those.
Shout out to my boy Nick Slap Nugget with 2 P's. He fucking loves Luigi's Mansion so much that he's buying a Switch.
But didn't he not know that there was the second one or the first one?
Remember, yeah, he loves it, but he did not know it was coming to the Switch. He thought it was coming to the DS.
Oh, that's right. He wanted to buy a DS, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Luigi's Mansion 3. You could finally live out your fantasy of playing as Gooigi.
Dude.
You know how long I've been wanting Gooigi?
Dude, I'm hyped.
It wasn't even actually a thing, but it's cool.
But I'm going to pretend like it was.
Right. Yeah, just go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. We planned it.
Yeah.
But no, it's Luigi's Mansion. If you guys know Luigi's Mansion, you know what you're doing. And I love it. It's one of my favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
It's also really hard to say that it's one of my favorites because, it's Nintendo. They're so all my favorite. If Nintendo put their name on it, they could put their name on a piece of shit. I'm like, that's my favorite piece of shit.
It's like,
I don't know about you guys, but I love that piece of shit.
It's like, they're all your children. You just love them.
They're
so
all mine.
Much.
Yeah. They're like, they're all my firstborn.
Yeah.
You know, they all have a different point in my life that affected me.
Yeah, no, Luigi's Mansion looked awesome. The 8-player local thing.
That looks wild.
Fucking super cool. All the new abilities they showed. Fucking cool.
Yeah, shoot the suction cup on the door, rip it open.
Yeah, there's...
Gooigi can go into new places.
You can play 2 people at once because of Gooigi.
Yep.
But watch out for water. Super fucking cool.
Now, I know before I've said there are games I will wait on, games I want to pick up right away. I'm more than 95% certain this will be a pick-up right away game.
We didn't get a date, right?
We did not.
Okay.
We just got Luigi's Mansion. And I think it's because as we go on this list, you will realize it's kind of stacked. If you listen to our other podcasts, will realize the next, not only this year, next year is already stacked. So, yeah, there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with not having a release date because of what's coming out still and of what I still currently have to play. So... we'll see what happens.
Fuck yeah, though. Gooigi. Hell yeah.
Yep. Add in the smash, bro.
Oh my god.
Get it?
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening, will be coming September 20th, 2019.
Dude, so many people hyped.
Yep.
Fucking cool.
Honestly, not too sure why. Like, I love Zelda, of course. Like I said, I'm going to use love a lot in this.
Yeah,
like
the Hyrule Shield and the Sword everywhere.
Yeah, I got the Master Sword, the Hyrule Shield... I got my DS case is Legend of Zelda with the Triforce.
The thing. The three,
Oh, I have the rupees.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the rupees. I think I have a pillowcase somewhere, too. I've been hanging it up. What else do I have a lot. It's like too much.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding, it's not enough, but...
never enough.
I feel like with Link's Awakening, I felt like we just got this. Maybe it's because I bought it on the 3DS.
Oh, okay.
But like,
yeah, you are right.
For me, it felt like I just got this.
Yeah.
But now it's on the Switch, which is pretty cool. That will be a game I will not pick up, just for the fact of there's so many other ones, and I literally have just played this game.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
But September 20th, 2019.
Spyro is coming to the Switch. I called that, I believe, in our prediction.
I think so.
I think I called it, so
yeah.
Pretty legit.
September 3rd.
Yep. Trials of Mana, which is, was that the one that was, Japanese only? Or was that something that's later? Because there's one of these that were not here. I don't remember if that was it, but Trials of Mana are coming 2020, and the original three games are out on the Switch. That is right, that is a Japanese-only game, I believe. That's why they're giving you all of these kind of at the same time. Can you confirm or deny? I believe I am accurate with my prediction.
I believe you are.
My assumption.
Yeah.
So, 2020, you get all three of them on the Switch right now.
Yeah, it was originally released in Japan.
That's what I thought. Yep, it was a Japanese-only game. Now it is in the Americas. And if you guys want a true JRPG, obviously, this is one because we are just now getting this.
Yeah.
In many, many years.
Oh, I got the next one, Joey. I called this motherfucker my prediction, Witcher 3 coming to the Switch. Don't worry about the quality of the graphics. It's okay because I get to play the fucking Witcher on the go. I'm so excited.
You getting it?
Yes.
Again?
Yeah. I bought it on two systems.
Did you finish it on the Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's alternate endings, but I did. I did beat the DLCs. There's a lot of hours put into that game. I love The Witcher 3.
Yeah, mine's still right there, and it's plastic wrap.
Yeah.
I think it's right there.
It's funny, because originally we didn't have it on the Xbox, so I played it on the PlayStation. I played it again on the Xbox. I never finished it on the Xbox. It's a lot, but super fucking fun.
Okay. Yeah, I heard on the Switch it's not going to be perfect, obviously, because that's a pretty big game and a small piece of hardware.
Yeah, I think on the TV it's 720.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not why I'm playing it on the Switch. It's not. I don't think that should be anybody's reason to play it on the Switch, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's just another option, and it's cool that it's on there.
It is, because now, like, you can, well, you know, obviously, Project X Cloud and stuff, but with the Switch, man, you can go to the airport and just be fucking chilling, playing Witcher 3. So awesome. Maybe we get Geralt in Smash.
Well, the thing is, you gotta think, the Switch for people who travel a lot, like Jesse,
David.
The Switch is a perfect thing, and David.
Yeah.
With him about to go across the fucking continent?
Yeah.
Not even the
country.
I don't even think it's a country, it's around the world.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that, around the world.
Yeah.
So the Switch would be perfect with its great battery life. And now if he's like, oh, I've never played The Witcher. Okay, well, buy the Switch and play it.
And also, from the games I played on the Switch, you don't even really notice the graphics on the handheld screen.
To be honest, that's one thing I never really paid attention to, because I'm like, I'm playing a fucking Nintendo game.
That's the facts.
On my couch, so I can literally give a shit less about what the graphics look like.
The graphics have never been a thing for Nintendo. I mean, no. Breath of the Wild is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's
the
beyond beautiful. Hmm? But I'm not gonna like, oh my god, look at fucking Link's hair. No, I'm just like, damn.
Remember they showed you Ganondorf is
fucking shit
Mario's
up.
Mustache moving?
Yeah.
Weird.
That was wild.
I'm like, I don't need all that.
No. I don't need that much detail about the plumber.
You honestly don't.
No. I just appreciate it for the gameplay. I could honestly give a shit less about the graphics. Obviously, the eye candy's helpful, but, you know, whatever. Fire Emblem Three Houses. Finally.
July 26th.
July 26th. Very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, that is a game I will have to wait on.
I'm going to have to, too, because of Ultimate Alliance 3.
Yes.
Shitty, dude.
I'm honestly disappointed with the release date on that.
Yeah, I did not think we were getting it so soon.
Especially with you getting into, like, Ike, Roy,
dude,
Marth.
Yeah.
This would be a perfect game for you to, you know, get back into, even though those characters aren't in there, but it's still pretty cool.
From everything I've read, it said, like, if you either didn't play a lot of Fire Emblem or you've never played Fire Emblem, this is perfect.
It's a really good jump in.
And I'm like, oh my fucking god, dude. It's one of those, you know what I bet that will be? I bet that will be a game on a Target buy 2, get 1 free sale.
Even then, you gotta think of what is going on around that time. Because we still have a lot of games without release dates.
Yeah, that's true too, but also, at least all the ones in November, they won't be a part of that sale.
True.
You know what I mean? It'll be everything that we just got from the summer and the early fall.
But no, Fire Emblem Three Houses is definitely a highly recommended game.
That looks badass.
Yeah. Then Resident Evil 5 and 6.
The ones no one gives a fuck about,
now,
dude.
5 was awful.
That's when
I played that with
Africa,
the freak.
Right?
I played that with the Freakster. No, I played 6 with him. And my god, it was rough.
I think I played 5 with him.
Maybe we played 5. We played 6 together.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was cool, but damn, it was not fun.
Someone was like, it's so funny. So some people were knocking the video. Remember, they're in the scary house and everything, and It's all creepy because you're playing Resident Evil. Goes, and what was so funny is you weren't even playing these fucking games that are coming out. You're playing the original ones that are already on the Switch.
Yes.
So then, I'm like, it's because no one fucking likes 5.
Yeah, I think they just kind of did that. They're like, well, here's more games.
I think I didn't even play 6 because I hated 5 so much.
See, I didn't play 5, and I'm like, oh, well, 5 sucks. 6 can't be that bad.
It wasn't good, was it?
It wasn't great. Not at all.
That sucks.
I would not recommend it to a friend. But, yeah, get them on your Switch this fall.
Yeah.
Don't. There's way other stuff. More better. No More Heroes 3 coming 2020. It's a pretty legit game. It's cool.
Yeah.
Just no more heroes. You're not a hero. You're not anybody. But you are. It's weird. So, weird. 2020. Now, if you guys like Contra, and Contra's been around for a while.
Shit ton of time, dude.
You could play a really shitty-looking version of it.
My God.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, it did not look good.
That's what pissed me off. Why the fuck did you even advertise that?
You should
have just advertised that you have all of them.
So here's the thing. Contra is a very arcadey game. That's fine. But, like, the way this was portrayed was like, holy shit, are we in the 90s?
Dude, it looked like something on the handheld. Not like the Switch.
But it is for the Switch.
I know, it was so bad. No, I did not like that at all. I was more hyped that you could play, like, all the other Contras.
Oh, yeah, then, like, here's all the Contras. I'm like, you're like, dude, all the Contras? I'm like, yeah, all, like, fucking 30 of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Contras. It's
super cool.
Like, the old school ones, like, the side-scrolling ones, those are fun.
Yeah, that's super fun cool. This other one, oh, God, awful, but the other one looked cool.
Yeah. And then that's September 24th of this year. I don't know if all the Contras are releasing at that time or if they're all now.
Oh, no. I think all the Contras are available now.
And then the new one, September?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you guys never played Contra or you have before, I would recommend the old ones. All the way up to, like, 7. Because then they do, like, Metal Slug? Metal Slug or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 6. That was probably my favorite. But I'd recommend playing the older Contras. They're pretty cool.
Ass. Yeah.
Damia Machina.
Been seeing this for years, man.
Remember that's the one where I'm like, dude, where's the exact soundtrack? What is that? Because remember we were trying to look it up and we couldn't find it and people were like, what is that sound? And we can't figure it out. Still can't figure it out, but like, the soundtrack, I don't know what soundtrack that is, but I want that on Spotify.
Dude,
like, I want that on my
good.
Playlist.
Yeah, super fucking good.
I don't know what band that is or what kind of riffs those are, but, like, damn, it sounded good. The game looked half decent. It's giant mechs. It's like Gundams. So it looked pretty cool. Like I said, the soundtrack sounded phenomenal. I really enjoyed the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And that is September 13th of this year, 2019. Then we got a game that is called Danzer Dragoon? And Ryan, you're going to have to help me out on that. What was that one?
The Dragoon is the dragon. That's an old game.
Is it an old game?
Yeah, Dragoon. It's the one where he's like the dragon's floating through the world and everything. It's like a blue dragon. Looks kind of weird.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't remember exactly.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Okay, well that's coming this winter. And then we got something I am hyped about, and this was a game that will be bought immediately, which, spoiler, I already bought it. So, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Fuck, yeah.
I've already bought both, so there's that. That, you know, shows you. November 15th of this year.
Do you remember The Legend of Dragoon?
Very vaguely.
Okay.
That must not have been one of my things.
It wasn't, probably.
But yeah, Sword and Shield, November 15th.
Dude.
Pretty legit.
Fuck yeah.
Like I said, I already bought them. Me and Jose went through on his Best Buy account and just bought the bundle.
Did you?
So we already got 2 copies of each.
Nice.
So they are bought. And they will be picked up November 15th.
I have to go to the store and pre-order mine.
Yes, but do it through Jose's and get the 20% off. He's got the Gamers Club. Take advantage of it while you can, because at the end of this year.
Oof.
They showed some more things on it. You can put your Pokemon on your Pokeball Plus, like the other ones. And then also they show the water gym. I guess Ryan was kind of into the chick. She was kind of into her.
Dude, I don't know.
Even though she's
what,
like fucking 14, bro.
I don't think so. I think they're adults.
They're not.
Dude, yes, they are. Last gen, they were. A lot of those trial people were adults.
Big yikes.
Hey, man, it's Japan. My boy Alex knows what I'm talking about.
All right, I was wondering why you were growing out that mustache, and now it's making sense.
I'm growing this too. Stop. No, but low-key, though, man. And then the professor's assistant or whatever the fuck she
okay,
is.
Now that.
Oh.
Now, she's not of age. I feel bad. We're kind of disgusting.
Hey, man, I've seen so many people cosplay as that, her and the water gym bitch already, where I'm just like, dude, life is cool.
Right.
Life is sweet. No, the Pokeball Plus thing, why that's so cool is I didn't know. First, when it was originally, you could only do Gen 1 Pokemon.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So when you acted like, oh, okay. I'm like,
I thought it was already all of them.
Yeah, they said that during it. I was like, what the fuck, for real? And they're like, oh, you could do any of them from this game.
That actually makes sense because that didn't come out until Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. Yeah. And that only has the originals. Yeah. Okay, that
so
makes sense.
So now you can put any of them in it.
Okay, that's like, a lot.
That's fucking cool. And you're going to earn certain things from doing it for your
right.
game. So, again, dude, Pokemon, like, they did this. They did their Sword and Shield thing on June 5th. They already did all that, where they went way more into detail of it, which is cool. But, man, one of the most hyped games for the year.
Yeah, they have a lot coming out with Pokemon in general, not even just this game. Just
everything.
Pokemon's coming out with, like, two different apps. And more Pokemon Plus things.
The mobile game.
A mobile game. And, like, there's just a lot happening.
Pokemon wants to be in every aspect of your life.
Just like the Xbox.
As it fucking should, though.
Yeah. I don't mind. It already is everywhere.
Pokemon
so.
Is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fuck it. I was going to name my car Kyogre, but it's not really a whale.
Blue shell, baby.
It's a blue shell. I'm gonna get one for my antenna.
It's pretty cool.
Side note. But yeah, they showed a lot. I don't know if we went over Pokemon before. Like, we were having this. I don't think we did.
I listened a little bit, and I don't think we did.
So, what I would like to do, Ryan, because we have a lot more to still go over.
Yeah.
We're going to do another podcast that's, like, post this, and we're going to go probably way more into detail with a couple games that we want to pick out.
Yeah,
like, Pokemon Sword and Shield, and all Pokemon news. And a couple other games that we have here that, you know, we want to go more in depth with. We'll do a separate one on all those. But a lot of Pokemon stuff happening. Look forward to our future discussion.
Whatever you say, Chief.
That. Another game here, because there's just a lot happening. Astral Chain.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
August 30th of this year, 2019.
Yeah.
We got Cadence. Is that right? Cadence?
Cadence of Hyrule.
Cadence of Hyrule. Okay. June 13th of this year. I just noticed I skipped a couple. I apologize.
You did.
Then we got Empire of Sin.
Yeah.
Which is spring of next year, 2020.
Yeah, all right.
And then, if you guys have listened to our Square Enix one, you will know that we've already kind of mentioned this, but Ultimate Alliance Tris.
Dude, so many heroes.
Bro. Hype.
For everyone that isn't, it's because they don't own a Switch and they're salty little bitches.
And at this point, if you don't own a Switch, what's
Get
wrong
one,
with you?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's so fun. Honestly, best purchase I made. I love fucking around just playing Pokemon on it.
And now we got this coming out. This one, we'll go into this a little bit here. So, I really don't know how to start this, but I guess you guys hopefully should have played 1 and 2 at this point. I'm hoping.
Again.
This is the first time of you hearing Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I don't know where you've been, because Marvel's kind of a
big
thing.
That's one of, like, a lot of our favorite games. Like, really, really fun games.
Yes.
Super fun. I remember playing them with my brothers. Awesome. I think you played a lot of it with Jack.
Yes.
So, super fucking hype. The first one was cool because the roster was so huge. The second one was fucking cool because it was Civil War. Badass. This is fucking cool because it's Thanos, motherfuckers. That's
with
awesome.
The fucking
Black Order.
Black Order.
How cool is this, Joey?
I just gotta say, they showed Thanos in the fucking trailer.
Have you seen Marvel vs. Capcom, the last one?
Marvel vs. Capcom?
The newest one.
Yes.
It looks just like that Thanos.
Okay.
Eyes, all that.
Right.
I was like, huh.
I just said, when all of it came in, and you seen the Black Order, you've seen all of his children, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And then you've seen the heroes, I'm like, oh my god. Okay. Now, I was excited, but now I'm like, I'm kind of fucking stoked.
Yeah. It was really cool. This is how a comic game's supposed to look, honestly.
Yes.
Way to just embrace it.
And you get to play as four different heroes at the same time.
They announced a DLC, too.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yep.
They did the Defenders, mm-hmm. the X-Men, and the Fantastic Four. Fuck.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
But honestly, if you don't give me Storm as a starting character, I'm going to kind of be salty.
Or Wolverine.
And, yeah, Wolverine. Because I feel like in the first one, it was Wolverine, Cap, Spider-Man, and Thor. I'm pretty sure those were the four. Or no, or was it Iron Man?
No, it wasn't Iron Man.
It was Wolverine, right?
Yeah, it was.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to give me Wolverine or Storm? Because I love playing as Storm. Storm is a cool character.
So is that, who are you hyped to play as?
Obviously Iron Man. Got thrown Doctor Strange there.
What about Ghost Rider? Because we saw him.
Cool? More hyped for, I was literally just about to say it, then you said that. Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy playing Gambit.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, I don't know if I ever went over this before, but I know you've discussed it, but Gambit's like one of my favorite X-Men.
Yeah, he's like...
I like the weird characters, like Doctor Strange and Gambit.
For you, is like how I love Moon Knight.
Yes.
That's what that's like. Mm-hmm. They're like not your typical go-to people, but they're
fucking say them and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Gambit? What? Moon Knight?
I know. That's what I expected from the Square Enix one when I said that I wanted Moon Knight. I was expecting you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
But no, I love Moon Knight. Super cool. Yeah, if he's in this game... Fuck, dude. I don't even know what I would do if they added Moon Knight to this game.
He's
in two.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in two. So, oh my god. I don't know. I'm just so excited.
Well, what are you looking forward to playing as? So, Moon Knight?
Yeah, Moon Knight would be really cool. I love Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my favorite superhero across the board. It's outstanding. Really want to play Star-Lord.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's a weird one. Okay.
Yeah, that's a cool one to do. And, oh, yeah, Ghost Rider. That's awesome. With the bike and everything, super hyped.
Okay. Now, here's the kicker, though. July 19th of this year, next month.
Yeah, we're about a month away.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of shit. But, I don't know, I'm really going back and forth. I know at work I said I'm going to wait. And now that I'm talking about it, I'm getting kind of hyped about it.
Here's the thing, Joey. You don't have to worry about buying CTR, because I'm buying CTR. So we can just play it together. It'll be fun. Ultimate Alliance, we're just both going to buy it, and we're going to play it together.
Aw.
I'm so excited, dude.
I know.
Like, I know there's a lot of games, but fuck. Remember when they announced this, how hyped we were?
Oh, yeah.
And then hype just never died.
I know. I'm probably picking this up day one.
Yes.
I go back and forth, but I know, like, I love
that. Is that a Friday?
It might be a Tuesday, honestly. A lot of them come out on Tuesdays now.
Dude, it's a Friday.
It is a Friday?
Oh, my God. Okay. Get off early.
Oh, and we get dude. Paid. And we get paid?
Ooh-wee.
Well, you guys, this is in the future, but you can get first impressions of Marvel Ultimate Alliance by that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll probably play most of that weekend.
Oh.
I'd like to do at least one playthrough by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
I think we can more than likely get that
I'm
done.
I'm so happy.
Yep. So, yeah, That is a very hyped game.
Who would have very thought that exciting. Of everything on Nintendo, that's what we were going to talk about a shit ton on.
Right. Well, I think the other ones I'd like to put in a separate one.
Yeah.
But since this one's coming out like pretty much right now,
yeah.
This is one I like to go more in depth on. And as we were talking about in our Square Enix one with their Marvel game coming out, I got to say, just from what we just talked about, we don't give a shit about that one necessarily. Just for the fact that...
Right now.
You know, there's a lot that needs to prove. There's a lot of flaws that it could possibly happen. And then Ultimate Alliance is like, yeah, you know what we have. You played them before. Now it's on a Switch that everybody fucking loves. And here's all these characters. Here's Thanos, who's a fucking badass motherfucker. Here's his kids. All right, go fight him. And I'm like, oh, sign me up. Like, that's it.
It's gotta, you gotta see how it continues to keep you interested, right?
Right, yeah, what's my DLC? Yeah. Where am I going?
We know the characters, but I need to know, story-wise, what am I doing?
You could add even, like, the old guys.
Yeah.
Like, the old villains that used to fight, and... Damn. Now that DLC is available for these games, like, they were back then, but now they're easier access, so... Pretty cool. Then we got, moving on from that, because it's good. Good. A game you were excited about, actually, and I was like, meh, brush it under the rug. Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
Did you not see the soccer?
I did, but I'm like, I don't know.
You want Mario Strikers.
Yes, I'd rather just have a Mario Strikers, Mario Baseball.
Okay,
you could add Sonic characters, that's fine.
Yeah, so Mario and Sonic, the summer games, they had soccer. Fun as fuck. Super fun. Loved it. Winter games with the bobsledding and everything, again, super, super fun. And hockey. Also awesome. So I am excited for this because this is like one of those fun chill games for me. Like I was on the Wii, where I just really enjoyed just sitting there and playing them. I don't know why. I just really did.
Okay.
Also, why can Mario surf without his shoes on, but Sonic had to keep his shoes on?
You don't want to see what's under there.
Just saying.
But that is released in November of 2019.
I won't be able to get it right away, but no. I mean, it's still, I'm still, like, I like it.
Right. Then a game that I've been asking for.
And now you don't even know when you're going to get it.
For a mini of podcasts. I don't want to know it.
You don't even know if you're going to pick it up.
Well, it's in the future, but... It's honestly at a really bad time.
It is.
It's at a really bad time.
Everyone thought it was going to be slated for December of this year.
So the game we were talking about is, of course, Animal Crossing. Yeah. I seen it, and I'm like, yes. Thank you.
Then they gave you the date.
And then the release date of March 20th, 2020.
It's smack dab in the middle of Final Fantasy and Cyberpunk.
Yeah, you're... pushing a lot. You're asking a lot of me.
God, you're asking a lot of your fans.
Yeah, that's a tight window.
Fuck.
But I guess, because Cyberpunk's not on the Switch, Animal Crossing's not on anything else but the Switch, Final Fantasy VII, I believe, is rated on the PlayStation first, so it's very finicky. The way I could look at it is, the only way I would be okay with it is, I could pick up Animal Crossing because it's Nintendo, it's going to run smooth, it's not online, there will be no bugs I have to worry about. Cyberpunk, even with it being a single-player game, there's going to be issues.
Right.
Final Fantasy VII, with it being episodic, and with it, I believe, being released on PlayStation first? I could be wrong.
I know, I think it is.
So, it's like Animal Crossing for that point, that would be a good jump in. You know, I could get a couple good weeks out of it, get a month into it. Cyberpunk gets cleared up. All right, I'm jumping into Cyberpunk, playing the shit out of that.
Keanu fucking Reeves.
Yeah. So, it's a very iffy window time frame for me. I'm sure it is for a lot of fans. No doubt it will be one that will be purchased. But as far as the time frame, as in like day one or week one, that it will be literally a wait and see of what's going on literally right before that.
Yeah.
So, have you ever really been into the Animal Crossing series?
Played it a couple times. I think I played on the GameCube.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's like, it's just fun.
I know my brother used to play an absurd amount of it, and I know he's pretty excited because he has a Switch as well. So, I'm sure that would be a game we will be playing together.
My boy Tom Nook.
Oh, yeah. Then, we went over this on the Xbox One. Minecraft Dungeons.
Yep, coming to the Switch. You can check out a lot more of our detail on that on the Xbox One.
But quick recap of it, it's a Diablo-esque Minecraft game.
Dude, it's honestly going to be kind of fun to get on the Switch.
That's what I'm thinking.
Man, a lot of these games are like that.
That's the one thing I love about the Switch of like, ooh, remember when we were watching the conferences, I was looking like, is it on the Switch? Ah, it's not on the Switch. Ooh, it's on the Switch.
Well,
I didn't give a shit about anything else. I'm like, is it on the Switch?
Well, I mean, it's like the whole CTR debate.
Yes.
What do? We got three systems.
But it's clearly got to be on the Switch, just because it's a party game.
Yep.
We go over next door, we go to David's, we go to Jesse's, play fucking CTR.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
So excited.
That Nintendo, why haven't you called me, man? Send me an email. Give me a thumbs up.
Sponsor
I fucking
us.
Love Nintendo.
I know you do.
Like an absurd amount.
You do.
Maybe more than my car.
Oof.
And everybody knows how much I love my fucking race car. It's a blue shell for crying out loud. It's a fucking blue shell from Mario Kart. That's its name.
That's how I was devoted to it. License plate.
I tried. It was all taken. Every combo I did besides a stupid ass one that made no sense. So.
Shit.
Come on. Come on. Give me something. But. I don't even remember what I was talking about. But then the Switch.
Dungeons, yeah.
Fucking great. Great system. Hmm. And then Minecraft Dungeons. Probably picked up on the Switch. Because it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Then, y'all hit me with the woohoo.
Damn, how pissed
the wahoo.
Were you?
Bro, they wafted me.
How mad did you get when they did this? Did you watch the video of the people at the watch party?
Yes.
And like how they were like, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that was me.
Yeah.
I remember I was watching it. I was house sitting at my aunt's. I had the dog and the cat were sitting next to me. I was watching it on my phone. And I was watching it, I seen Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, King K. Rool. And, you know, they were just lounging around, and they hear something, and they get up. And I'm like, ooh. At first, I'm like, okay, another Donkey Kong thing. That's pretty cool. Or maybe something, you know, I didn't really put two and two together.
Because you already saw Smash Bros. Earlier.
Yeah, so that's when I'm like, oh, the Banjo-Kazooie thing was a fucking lie. Then, you just look. Out the window.
They're shocked.
Face. And you see it. And you're just like, oh. And I'm like, I literally said out loud, I go, oh my God, they fucking did it. And then it was Duck Hunt. And I literally went like this, Ryan. The viewers can't say, but I will explain. I was watching on my phone. I seen it was Duck Hunt. I put my phone down and I go, you motherfuckers did that to me. The dog looked at me because I was angry and just like turned her head sideways. I'm like, Molly. Do you understand what the fuck they just did to me? And the dog is laughing. And then,
from the sky,
from the heavens, you see that glorious fucking bear and the bird motherfucker, Banjo and Kazooie. Boom! Land and crush that stupid ass dog
and
bird.
And you saw how hyped they were, Donkey Kong.
Oh, that was
Diddy
me.
All...
I'm like, yeah! Yeah, dude, I lost it.
Dude, I know.
The dog ran away. The cat took off upstairs. I jumped up out of the couch. I'm like, they finally gave it to
dude,
me.
Dude, I was sitting there. And I don't think even my brothers that were upstairs me understood. I was like, oh, they fucking did it. I was so excited.
Yeah.
It's Banjo-Kazooie, man. And like, shout out to Nintendo. They bamboozled you in the beginning because like, oh, fuck.
They played that fucking
Dragon
perfect.
Quest.
They played it perfect.
Another sword character? Yeah. Great. You wasted a DLC on that. Thanks, Nintendo.
That's why I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Then they're like, oh my God, Duck Hunt. You sons of bitches.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, no, you really did.
I gotta say, that marketing team, give them more money. That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think, as you've seen from the viewing party and what we just explained, every single, not only Nintendo fan, but every single, like, Banjo fan who wanted this, I guarantee you did the same thing of, what the fuck?
Dude, I bet Phil was pretty hyped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and then after I saw that, I'm like, tell me I'm getting a new one. Or tell me I'm getting the other ones on here. Tell me, because I will turn on my Switch and purchase them. And then I didn't get that.
No. But you got some gameplay of them.
You did. You got a little bit. You got a little shooting, because you went, beep, 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 beep. And you got Banjo on his fucking Banjo.
Yeah.
He got a little bit of his combos, his up air. Looks like he had, like, feathers as, like, a... I don't know if it was, like, a consumable or, like, a combo.
Not sure.
Not too sure what that was.
That comes this fall.
But I believe I found my new main this fall.
It's weird. It's not your type of thing.
It's not. I play the heavies. I play the fatties. Yeah. King K. Rool, Bowser, King Dedede.
Yeah.
So those are my guys, but
Banjo. You can try Banjo.
I mean, I really like Banjo.
Yeah, Banjo-Kazooie is fucking badass, man, and that was outstanding way of doing it. And you know what's so great is about Nintendo is like you thought, like you need a cigarette after that. You were done, so you're like, fuck yeah. They weren't done.
No, then they give you this weird type of dungeon music theme something going on. You get this mist going on. And then you see Link and Zelda. Princess Zelda. Excuse me. And then you see, like, this zombie.
Yeah.
Or this mummy, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it turns and it comes alive.
Yeah.
And all these auroras happen.
Do you like all the memes you're getting from that? Because I like the memes you're getting from that.
What do you mean?
Like, from that thing. When the thing's eyes were asleep, it's like me during the Smash Bros. Dragon Quest thing. When its eyes open, it's like me versus Smash Bros. For Banjo-Kazooie.
I gotta say, I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
That's great. But, so this will be a sequel to The Breath of the Wild.
Dude, holy fuck. Like, Nintendo, man. Didn't expect it.
Don't know if you necessarily caught on, but I know a lot of people that I was reading on, and when I went back and watched it, kind of got a Majora's Mask feeling.
Okay, yeah.
From the auroras going on and the weird music, and you're telling me we're getting Majora's Mask on the Switch, bro? Or is Majora's Mask going to just kind of be in the Breath of the Wild now? Yikes.
Yeah, wow, way to... I don't know, man. Like I said, Nintendo just... Wow. You didn't even need to do that. And they did it anyway.
Yep.
For us.
For the fans.
Dude, Nintendo knows how to end E3 right. Oh. Honestly. That was so fucking cool. Would I have preferred some Metroid Prime 4 stuff?
Oh, for sure.
But just the fact that they're already in development on Breath of the Wild 2 made me be like, fuck, dude, I probably should go buy the first one.
Wait.
I never bought it.
Really?
No, I've been playing Pokemon.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah.
Because
well,
I decided I felt like I would like to play Super Mario Odyssey, but I felt like I played Mario a lot. I want to do Breath of the Wild because this looked different.
It is definitely different.
Yeah.
It is a different type of Zelda game.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to do. So that'll be on the list. Yeah. I'd like to get that.
Highly recommended. I recommend to a friend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Carrie would also do the same because she has played way, way, way more than me.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, way more. So.
Good.
Then we have nothing more on that, and I'm pretty sure that was the end of the conference.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, you were, Banjo-Kazooie, like, whooped my ass. I was like, oh my god, I'm so happy. And they're like, and here's what's in development. And it's fucking Breath of the Wild 2, and it's, I get, like, you didn't get a date, but it's still like, holy shit, man, already?
Well, it's kind of like how we went over with the Halo thing. We don't need a date.
No.
We don't need gameplay.
No. No. It was just cool to know that it's in development. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Your score?
So, I would rate Nintendo's 2019 E3 press conference. I think it's got to be more or less the same that I probably do it every year, as in, like, high nines. 9.5.
Yeah. I was going to give it a 9.
Ooh. Can't say I give it a 10.
10's hard, man. Like that's...
10 for the fact of you didn't give me Banjo games. If you gave me Banjo games, it would have been a 10, hands down. I think that's honestly why I made it not a 10.
Okay.
You didn't give me the Banjos.
Yeah. That was a 9 because it was really good. It was, I mean, honestly, probably the best conference. Probably. It gave you Doug Bowser in a fun way.
Introduce them the right way.
Yeah.
With Bowser himself, King Koopa.
Which is perfect. You got some more Ultimate Alliance 3 with DLC already talked about. You got Banjo fucking Kazooie. You've got a huge surprise in Breath of the Wild 2 being announced.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. You got a date finally too. That's awesome.
And then
awesome.
Them giving you two DLC characters for Smash Bros.
Yeah.
In the same time frame.
You know, the Pokemon stuff was whatever because we just got a conference on Pokemon. I actually was surprised I saw any of it in this, but it made sense.
Dragon Quest coming through was pretty cool. I enjoyed that personally.
Yeah, Astral Chain, right? Mm-hmm. The Witcher 3 coming to the Switch.
Spyro.
You know, they
showed a shit ton.
If it to have been a 10, would have been my other prediction, which is the Arkham games coming.
Ooh,
that would have given it a 10. Because I would have been like, that's amazing.
Now, I don't know if we posted this on our Facebook or Twitter or not of all the things coming to the Switch.
Not like, all of them, but I posted
we only call it the Spyro one, but there are like 15 pretty heavy title games coming to the Switch.
Yeah, there was a shit ton. It was just a huge running list and I couldn't keep track with my fingers.
Yeah.
As I was typing in the notes. But overall, it looked really cool. The Switch just... Nintendo really did good.
Oh, yeah.
Really
you
did.
You done good, kid.
You did. You and, done good. Supposedly, there's another one in the works. Another model being worked on.
Yep.
Keep seeing I'm sure we'll hear
that mid-year. I guess we're in mid-year.
Don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're going to see. You know, I actually saw there's controllers for the side Joy-Cons where they're, you know how those are kind of small and thin? Yeah. These are wide, like an Xbox grip.
Okay.
Kind of interesting. But I'll find that later. But overall, yeah, Nintendo did a great job.
Yep.
Fantastic. Wraps it up.
So that wraps up our E3 coverage. We have, as we said, broken these down in multiple segments.
Yeah, because I didn't want to do a 4-hour podcast.
No, that's too much, and no. I don't think anybody wants to listen to us that long.
No, it's easy.
You need a break. I don't even want to listen to it that long.
No, but you can listen to all, like I said, yeah, Ubisoft, EA, Square Enix, Bethesda, Xbox on their own. This one was Nintendo on their own. And we will be, you said, a post E3 breakdown some of the other games, which you can listen to all of those anywhere you listen to podcasts, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, wherever. Just search Big J and BB Show. Leave a rating, leave a comment. Appreciate it very much. Find us on Facebook.com/BigJBBShow where we're going to post our rankings of the conferences, and on Twitter at BigJBBShow. Super fun. Really enjoyed E3 this year. Wasn't like blown away by everything, but I got a lot. So yeah. It was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. And then I will end it with the meme of the cast we got going on here. Brian, I apologize because as you could tell, there is a B word in here. This is the meme I will be going over.
Oh, you choose a different one.
I did because this actually is more fitting.
Yeah.
So, context of what this is a crop picture. We have Bowser, which I would presume from the Mario & Luigi Saga, which is an RPG on the DS. Extremely highly recommend. There are multiple versions of it. Very fun. Bowser Inside Story is another one. Very enjoyable. That's this type of game that's cropped. And it says, at the top, the sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is now in development. And then there's Bowser at the bottom with some text that got cropped out. And it says, it is I who nuts to that.
You stay breezy, Chicago.